It's time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who lost her cell phone and waited for about a few weeks before she reported it because she was hoping it would turn up. Well, it didn't, and she's since switched over, and we're going to call her and say that she owes a big bill, and there's some curious phone calls on there.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Kelly, Kyle Smith, E Accounting Department. How are you today?
Just fine.
I'm calling because I noticed you recently switched phones and services with us because you had a lost phone. Is that correct?
No, I lost either. It got lost or got stolen. I'm not for sure.
Right. You didn't notify us immediately. And so some outstanding charges have rolled in that we need to...
Hold up. I faxed over to y'all a couple of days after it came up missing.
Well, regardless, there are some phone calls that need to be paid for. It looks like an unusually high amount.
What kind of prices are up?
Well, we're looking at over $600.
I just don't think so.
A lot of times people will run up a high bill and then claim that the phone has been lost or stolen and try to transfer service and skate away on that
bill. I'm not paying it.
If you're just going to give me attitude, I can just bill you for it.
Attitude? You have not seen attitude yet.
Now, I noticed that a number of these calls on here are for these phone sex numbers. Are you aware of what those phone numbers are?
Yes, I am.
Phone sex.
Okay.
Now, did you make those calls?
No, I did not.
Would somebody in your house have made those calls, a son or a husband, and runs up the bill?
The only person that lives there is my husband and my two daughters.
Uh-huh. And your husband, you're sure, has never made the calls?
No, I'm sure.
Evidently, you made those calls.
F*** off. Hello?
Well, maybe we can work a deal.
Okay.
I could offer you a discount if you would just have phone sex with me. For every 10 minutes of phone sex you and I have, I'll knock $50 off. Starting right now. Ready? Let me get my timer. Go. Go ahead, start. Clock is ticking.
This is what you can do. Off.
Don't you want to know?
Goodbye. Off. Goodbye.
No pants. That's a hint. All right, let's call her back. We must have got disconnected.
Hello?
Kelly? We have 8 minutes left.
Kelly?
Who is this?
It's Dean and Raj.
Oh, my God.
And the birthday.
Who is this?
Andrea and the others in the on your floor there. She just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Uh-huh. That was nice.
Yeah. 7 minutes left.
Going.
Well, now that I know who you are, yeah. I might have that.
Sitting in a department store, bribing little kids with peppermint. Sweat on his bulbous nose, rubber boots and silly velvet clothes. Here's Santa Claus, steaming like a roast duck, spitting out pieces of his bearded fluff. Here's Santa Claus, do what you're told and mind your dad and mommy, and I'll put a little puppy beneath your tree. Santa Claus, my friend, did you think this job was easy? You poor old sod, you jolly SOB. In the first week of December, they'll come to crush his knees. When the kids are tugging upon his beard, he screams in agony.
Hey! And the schnapps is thick on his dog breath, his belly's big and round, and he'll dress up like a rabbit in the spring. Ho, 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 ho! Fa la la la, fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la, fa la.
Ha ha ha!
hell is this?
Oh, boy.
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yeah, that is correct, Roy.
The holiday fruitcake.
Uh-huh.
Donning your gay apparel. Yes, Roy Smoot here, getting ready to head to work.
Where?
Santa at the mall, you know that.
Oh, yes, every year.
I'm perfect for the job.
Yeah.
I got a white beard and a huge sack. You know, I've been doing this Santa gig for a lot of years, fellas. Yes.
Every year.
And things have changed.
Uh-huh.
Santa can't call his workers elves no more.
No.
No, they're vertically challenged.
Right, yeah. Well.
And I'll leave y'all with this quiz.
All right.
Okay.
What do J.J. Watt and Anderson Cooper have in common?
What?
They both fondly remember their first sack. Later!
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. Ah!
Lacey thinks the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
Say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna, put on some eye shade, and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacey things missing. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. And the latest casualty of sexual misconduct allegation is the 81-year-old billionaire owner of the Carolina Panthers, who not only is accused of sexual harassment, but also making racist comments. So to make it a true daily double, Dean.
Nice.
Because of the allegations, Jerry Richardson says he will sell the Panthers after this season. Now, one of Jerry's favorite moves was something the women called the seatbelt maneuver, where Jerry would open the door for a female... ever the gentleman. But then when they sat down, insist on fastening their seatbelts so he could brush his hand lightly across their breast like they're not going to notice. In honor of that, I will leave you with the top three all-time sexual maneuvers. Number three, the unsolicited neck rub of the receptionist. Number two, the Bill Murray Aunt Jemima treatment from the movie Stripes. You have to have a spatula for that. And number one, my personal favorite, Dean, the popcorn trick at the movie theater.
Oh,
it's never let me down. That's today's Wild Pitch.
We're already looking ahead to the Houston Open, which is coming next April 1st. That's one of our premier events here in the city. And we have a great package of prizes that we promised right here.
Yeah, this is a chance to not only get tickets to the event... at the Golf Club of Houston, of course. That's going to be here March 29th. And then you also get parking, which is a big deal. So that's a sweet gift for you if you're caller 12 right now. 713-343-1075.